USA Radio News.
Republican Susan Collins of Maine will vote yes on Brett Kavanaugh's Supreme Court nomination. Her vote brings Kavanaugh to the 50 votes he needs to be confirmed to the Supreme Court. Senator Collins took to the Senate floor earlier today.
This is not a criminal trial, and I do not believe that the claims such as these need to be proved beyond a reasonable doubt. I do not believe that these charges can fairly prevent Judge Kavanaugh from serving on the court.
The economy added 134,000 jobs in the month of September. That number is down from the 270,000 that were added in August. Analysts had predicted there would be a creation of 180,000 jobs in September, although the unemployment rate did fall to 3.8%. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Even if you believe you're eating a healthy diet, you may not be getting all the nutrients your body needs. Cardiologist Dr. Suzanne Steinbaum gives us the scoop.
Omega-3s are beneficial for overall health. They're considered to be essential nutrients. The body really needs them to function. They help support healthy blood flow to the arteries, cardiovascular health. They're good for cognitive brain health, for joint health, for eyes, and for the skin. The thing is, the body doesn't make them. And people are just not getting enough of this in their diet. Supplementation might be the best way to go. Talk to your doctor. Now we can really figure out if you have enough omega-3s, and that's through a blood test called an omega-3 index. Or you can go to the website knowyouromega3s.com, where there's actually a quiz you can take that can help you determine if you might have a deficit of omega-3s and might need a supplement, or if in fact you're getting enough in your diet.
More than 6.5 million pounds of beef products have been recalled nationwide due to an outbreak of salmonella. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
The beef has establishment number EST267 inside the USDA mark of inspection. Health officials have confirmed 57 cases of the strain nationwide in 16 states. 14 people have been hospitalized, with most of their infections beginning to develop 12 to 72 hours after the product was consumed. CDC advises consumers and retailers not to eat, serve, or sell ground beef that was produced by JBS Tollison Incorporated.
A Chicago police officer was convicted of second-degree murder on Friday in the 2014 shooting of a teenager that was captured on a dash cam video. Your final numbers on Wall Street for this Friday: the Dow Jones Industrial ended down 180 points and closed the week at 26,447. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference, so you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance, because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
The NASCAR race Sunday will be in Dover, Delaware. Now, I had a chance earlier this week. There were a few drivers testing out at IMS Raceway just outside of Phoenix, Arizona. Now, one of those drivers was Kyle Larson. Kyle Larson also made it through to the next round of the Chase playoffs. Larson was asked what it was like to be the only guy who made it to the next round of the Chase out testing in Phoenix.
I think anytime you're in the car, it helps. You know, there's things we can learn here today, hopefully, now that we're getting ready to swap over to the current, you know, package. We've been on the 2019 package so far this morning. So, I think, you know, we can definitely learn some things that will hopefully help us the rest of the year. And you know, if we end up making it to the third round there, I mean, getting laps here at Phoenix is always a benefit. So, I'd rather be in the race car than sitting at home on the couch or change the diapers or anything like that. So I'm glad to be here making some laps.
This week, some of the new rules came out for next year's races. One of the more interesting ones was that Talladega will no longer be a restrictor plate race. I had a chance to ask Larson his thoughts on that.
I haven't really thought about it. I don't know. I don't really know how it'll be or if it'll be any different. You know, we have so much more downforce now that, you know, maybe the horsepower gain that we'll have will be, it'll kind of equal out maybe, and we'll just wait and see.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.